on shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet. This is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone.
Oh, no!
That's right, it's time again for the International Happy Station Show. I'm Keith Parent, welcome to the program. And as you may know, a few weeks ago I promised you that we would play a little bit more music because we've been running a number of interviews on the show. And speaking of interviews, tune in next week. It is going to be absolutely fascinating. That's the only thing I can say. It's a connection between two countries that you may not think there is a connection, and that's all I'm going to say right now, but you have to tune in next week to find out a little more. Now, last week we began the show discussing the World Cup. Now, as you know, the World Cup ended on Sunday in South Africa, Spain winning the World Cup against the Netherlands 1-0, and the game, of course, went into overtime for those who didn't watch the game. But honestly, when I think back now, Spain, I think, could have won that immediately because the Netherlands spent half the time, unfortunately, keeping the goal out of their own area. And when I was looking at the faces on the Dutch crowd, the orange crowd at the stadium, which outnumbered the Spanish crowd, you can tell from the look on their face. But anyway, you know, as they say, there's still 4 years to go, so unless the Dutch team does something, maybe they'll have a chance at the 2014 Cup in Brazil. But nevertheless, Spain did win, so this kind of influenced me to begin today's music with Spanish singer Julio Iglesias with Me Olvida de Vivir here on the International Happy Station.
Tanto correr por la vida sin freno, me olvidé que la vida se vive un momento. De tanto querer ser en todo el primero, me olvidé de vivir los detalles pequeños. De tanto jugar con los sentimientos, viviendo de aplausos envueltos en sueños. De tanto gritar mis canciones al viento, ya no soy como ayer, ya no sé lo que siento. Me olvidé de vivir, me olvidé de vivir, me olvidé de vivir, me olvidé de vivir. De tanto cantarle al amor y a la vida, te quedé sin amor una noche de un día. De tanto jugar con quien yo más quería, perdí sin querer lo mejor que tenía. De tanto ocultar la verdad con mentiras, me engañé sin saber que era yo quien perdía. De tanto esperar yo que nunca ofrecía, hoy me toca llorar, yo que siempre reía. Me olvidé de vivir, me olvidé de vivir, me olvidé de vivir, me olvidé de vivir. De tanto correr por ganar tiempo al tiempo, queriendo robarle a mis noches el sueño. De tantos fracasos, de tantos intentos, por querer descubrir cada día algo nuevo. Tanto jugar con los sentimientos, viviendo de aplausos envueltos en sueños. De tanto gritar mis canciones al viento, ya no soy como ayer, ya no sé lo que siento. Me olvidé de vivir, me olvidé de vivir, me olvidé de vivir, me olvidé de vivir.
Julio Iglesias with Me Olvida de Vivir, going out to all our Spanish listeners and congratulating you for winning the World Cup this year. Now, let's move on to the poll that we had running at PCJ. The question was, what does PCJ actually stand for? The choices were call sign for Philips Omron Pollen Indi, peace, cheer, and joy, as Eddie Starts used to say on the Happy Station many, many years ago, People Clean Joy, Petroleum Company of Jamaica, Prince Charles Jeers, Philips Calling Java, Purple Cactus Juice, Priceless Cars Jump, Planning Commissioner's Journal, and my favorite, Pineapple Cream Jelly. Well, there is only one choice, and actually many people did get it correct, but actually, in reality, there is three. PCJ actually stands for Peace, Cheer, and Joy, as Eddie Starts started to say in the 1930s, right here on this program. But did you know that PCJ is also the acronym for the Petroleum Company of Jamaica? Yes, it is. And PCJ was originally PCJJ, which was for Philips Radio, way back in the late 1920s. And then Eddie Starts changed it, and then it became PCJ. So, in fact, those three answers were right. But 44.1% of you did choose Peace, Cheer, and Joy. So congratulations to all of you who did get the right answer. Now, speaking of polls, if you went to our website recently, as you may know, we're giving away a new, brand new Wi-Fi radio. Originally, it was going to be one, but I decided to have it for two lucky people. And all you need to do is take part in the PCJ survey. So when you go to our website, pcjmedia.com, click on the poll and answer all the questions. And the final question, you just need to put your contact information so we have it. And then we will let the winners know a little bit later on. And do take part in the poll as well, because it helps us when putting together programming, not just the Happy Station Show, but the other programs as well. So do go to pcjmedia.com and do it right now. Not too long ago, somebody contacted me via email from the United States. His name is John Connors. And he said that he started listening to Happy Station many years ago. And he said, have you ever played, Keith, any Dutch barrel organ music? Actually, we did. And it was only once. And it was on the first show that I did in March. When was it? 2009. And I haven't played any since. So I thought we would do it right now. Where here's a Dutch melody played by the Clara Marie barrel organ in Amsterdam on the International Happy Station. Sarah Marie, Dutch barrel organ from Amsterdam, playing a medley of songs. Now, you know why, just by listening to that, why I don't play more barrel organ music on the show. I suspect that if we did, this show might induce suicide or some kind of alcoholic problems. But anyway, it's okay to play every now and again. And hopefully, John, that gave you your fix for the barrel organ. And if you want to hear that again, do let us know, and I'll tell you about all the ways you can contact us a little bit later on in the show. Let's get now to our Facebook page. There's a number of people that I want to say hello to. They are Rose McGivern, Andrew Thomas Poland. Yes, his last name is Poland. Andrew Layer, Marie Lamb in Syracuse, New York. Antonio Bonaparte. Antonio, I wonder if there's any relation to another very famous Bonaparte. Akeem Bruckner in Germany. Babul Gupta in India. Tor Hendrik Ekblom in Scandinavia. Rashish Ramchandra in India. Gautam Mandal in India. Manuel Ferreira. And Budi Hartono. So a happy station hello to all of you, and thank you for joining the Happy Station Facebook page, which is very easy to do. If you're a member of Facebook, just do a search for The Happy Station and you will find us, and that's it. Now, speaking of Happy Station and the Facebook page, there's a listener of ours by the name of Luke Biddle who lives all the way in Australia. Now, he didn't just, you know, join up to the Facebook page. No. He sent me an email. He sent Bob Zanotti an email. And he sent in a recorded message. So for all of you, let's now go to Luke Biddle in Australia.
Hi Keith, this is Luke Biddle from the Gold Coast in Queensland, Australia. I'm 39 years old and I first heard Happy Station a little while after I got a shortwave radio for Christmas 1984. Anyhow, I used to listen to Tom Meyer on most Sundays and it was always easy and interesting to listen to, and I remember the regular little chatterings he would make to Rosemary on the other side of the studio window. I must admit, I rarely listen to shortwave now for various reasons, mostly connected with the difficulty of putting up an aerial where I live, and also most of the stations I used to listen to, of course, they're no longer on shortwave, or they've even closed their English department altogether. I've always been interested in technical stuff, and I did electronics as a job in the Navy, but for the last few years I've been working as a phlebotomist, which is, as you may know, when you go in for a blood test and they stick a needle in your arm and take some blood. Well, that's what I do. And like you, Keith, I love dogs. I've only got one though. She's a 12-year-old Maltese named Suki, and of course I adore the little girl. Fortunately, where I work, I see dogs go by almost daily because there's a vet surgery nearby. Anyway, Keith, thank you very much for reviving the show. You're doing a really good job there. It's also good to hear Bob Zanotti. I miss the two Bobs when I used to listen to Swiss Radio International in the past. I look forward to continued listening. You're doing a really good job. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Luke Biddle in Australia. And if you want to send in your recorded message, it's very easy to do. Just record a file on your computer, which is probably the easiest way, and then email it to pcj.com. pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And you can send it as a MP3, a WAV file, or almost any other audio format. But you can also send it the old-fashioned way by cassette. Yes, we actually had one not too long ago that was sent to us on cassette. So do feel free to send it that way as well with your letter. And our address is PCJ Media, care of The Happy Station Show, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Sanmin Road, Section 1, Banqiao, Taipei, ROC 22070. And I'll say that a little slower. You know the stuff at the beginning. The address is number 47. Oh, sorry, put 8th floor first. Number 47, Lane, L-A-N-E, 31, Sanmin Road. That's S-A-N like Norman, M like Mother, I like Ivan, N like Norman Road, Sanmin Road, Section 1, Banqiao, and you spell Banqiao, B-A-N-C-I-A-O, Taipei, Taiwan, R-O-C, which stands for Republic of China, and the zip code is 22070. So you can also send us your snail mail that way. Speaking of snail mail, I've told you every, you know, now and again, we get some odd ones that come in. And then a very strange one came in about 2 weeks ago, in fact. Strange because I have no idea who it's from. The only thing I know is that it's come South Africa. There is no name, no return address, and it says, "Dear Keith, I enjoy the show very much. I listen to you on the SABC in Pretoria. Can you please send me any type of promotion material that you have for PCJ or Happy Station?" And that's it. Nothing else. No signature, no name, no return address. So I'm going to call you Mr. Pretoria. If you are listening, please get back to me with your return address by email or any other way, and we can get that stuff off to you. Now, staying in South Africa, I'm going to dedicate the next song to you, the nameless person, as well as to all those who did sign up on Facebook and have sent in emails and everything else. It's a song from South Africa that was made popular by Miriam Makeba many, many years ago called Pata Pata, but here it is performed by Roberto Delgado on the International Happy Station.
Professor Chauncey L. Fitzkilpatsky teaches philosophy at university, yet lives out of this old car filled with empty bottles. Professor, how do you...
Do you know the universe of the unreal is actually larger than that of the real?
Huh?
But it's really the dashboard here. I pick up KDXradio.com, this one program. I'm just saying, if it weren't for the Happy Station, I'd...
Thank you very much, Carl Blair, for sending us that little promo for KDXradio.com. And if you go to their website, you can find out the different times that you can tune into Happy Station on KDX Radio. What kind of mind does Carl have to come up with those promos? We had him on the show not too long ago. I think we need to have him on again. That was a lot of fun. So, Carl, be prepared to receive an email from me very soon inviting you to come back on the show, okay? All right, you're listening to the International Happy Station. A letter came in recently from Linda in New Zealand. She listens to us on World FM, and she was talking about the weather in the Pacific and also in this part of Asia, notably the Taiwan Straits or the South China Sea, however you want to call it. And she was asking about the typhoon season and when does it begin. Well, oddly enough, the typhoon season began roughly around 2 weeks ago and will continue to the middle of October. Now, we've been very fortunate here in Taiwan for the past couple of years because the typhoons that have hit Taiwan haven't done too much damage, not as much damage as some ones that have previously done. But this week, when we recorded this week's show, which happens to be a Tuesday that this recording is taking place, the first typhoon has actually started to create itself in this vicinity. Well, more near toward the Philippines. And at this very moment, now I can't tell you right now if this typhoon is going to come towards Taiwan, because like I said, we're recording this show on a Tuesday. But the typhoon itself is called Khansen, Typhoon Khansen. It's the first one for the season. And when I was looking at the satellite map just a moment ago, it shows the typhoon forming southeast of the Philippines and is going to make its way across the Philippines and then turn a little bit north into China. But at the moment, it's a little bit too difficult to say. But anyway, if you want to follow the typhoons in real time, there's an amazing website from the Central Weather Bureau here, which has an English section of the page. Just go to www.cwb.gov.tw. And if there is any type of major typhoon activity, all you need to do is click on typhoons. And you get satellite maps, and it's constantly updated, and it's quite fascinating to watch the, you know, where the eye of the storm will take it. But at the moment, it's not going to be hitting Taiwan, but I'm sure that as typhoon season progresses, there is going to be one hitting us here, making landfall. Now, what's also interesting about the website for the Central Weather Bureau, because you'll see forecasts, observations, typhoons, underneath typhoons is one called earthquakes. As you may know, and this is something that I've talked about many, many times, here in Taiwan we get hit by a lot of earthquakes, a number of them throughout the day. But the ones you feel, maybe 2-3 a week, depending on where you are on the island, sometimes more. And just today, on the 13th of July, when we recorded this show, there was one at 1:20 in the afternoon in Yilan City. It wasn't very big. It was a 3.8. But when this earthquake hit, I was in a very, very tall building in Taipei, and we actually felt a little bit of it. The strongest one that we've had this month happened on July 9th, also in Yilan, and that was a 5.8. It's a 5.8. So it's quite interesting. Now, most of the earthquakes actually that happen here in Taiwan happen in the same area. They are Yilan, also Nantou, Taichung, Geelong, and Hualien. And the strongest one that we had so far this year was an over 6 in Hualien, or actually off the coast of Hualien. And that was an odd one because like the electrical wiring was swaying, my dishes were clanging at home. But it wasn't too severe. There wasn't any damage or anything like that, except one of the national highways had a landslide. But knock on wood, which I did on our table, we've been lucky since 1999, because the most severe earthquake that we had here in Taiwan was in 1999. You'll find out all the information on the internet about it. I don't want to go into it too much, because I already did. Anyway, do check it out. Once again, the website is cwb.gov.tw. Now, we're also in our monsoon season, which means literally every day we have been getting these torrential downpours with thunder and lightning, usually beginning around 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon for about an hour, sometimes two. And we just had another one just a moment ago when I was coming to the studio to do the show, and I'm soaked. My feet anyway. The umbrella that I had was totally useless, so I threw it out. It was when I arrived. It just turned to rubbish. I mean, that's how strong the rains are. And I thought, well, you know, since we're having a lot of rain, and in this part of Asia it is the monsoon season, let's take a listen to a song about rain and crying in the rain. But it's performed in Dutch by a singer by the name of Rob de Niles, called in Dutch Ritme van de Regen, here on the International Happy Station.
Zachtjes stikt de regen op mijn zolderraam, het ritme van de eenzaamheid. Die regen zegt we waren zo gelukkig samen, maar nu is dat verleden tijd. De regen valt mij stromend, het is een trieste dag, want je liet me staan alleen. Ik ken nu de betekenis van tegenslag, omdat je met mijn hart verdween. Vertel maar regen wat je doet, zeg maak je tussen ons een beetje goed. Ik heb niks aan een ander, want ik hou alleen maar van haar. De regen valt bij stromen, het is een trieste dag, want je liet me staan alleen. Ik ken nu de betekenis van tegenslag, omdat je met mijn hart verdween. Vertel me regen wat ik voel, maak haar hartje vurig want ze is zo cool. Vraag beste regen aan de zon hoe of je dat doet. Zachtjes stikt de regen op mijn zolderraam, het ritme van de eenzaamheid. Die regen zegt we waren zo gelukkig samen, maar nu is dat verleden tijd. Luister naar die regenbui. Oh, oh, luister, luister, luister naar die regenbui. Oh, oh.
Ritme van de Regen, Rob de Niles, the Dutch version of Crying in the Rain here on the International Happy Station. Now, getting back to our website for a moment, there's a couple of new things that have been added at pcjmedia.com. If you go to the homepage, you'll see in the latest news, original home of the Happy Station show. And what that is a couple of pictures of the original building Radio Netherlands was in from 1947. Right until August 1961 on Boteland in Hilversum. And those pictures came to us courtesy of Andy Sennett at Radio Netherlands. So, Andy, thank you very much for sending that along. And also, while you're at our webpage, do listen to PCJ Radio. You can listen to the stream 24 hours a day, which is just a rotation of some programs. They are the Happy Station Show in the first hour, the rotation, followed by the Stuff File program with Peter Anthony Holder, Network Europe Week from Radio Nederland, Deutsche Welle's Art on the Air, Switzerland in Sound with Bob Zanotti. Following Bob Zanotti, as you know, we've been running a number of archive programs from Radio Netherlands and much more. So this week, well, you have to tune in to find out what that is. After that, Finally Friday with Neil Hendricks from Cape Town, South Africa, and then Nash Hollos with Paulette McCrory, and then we begin again with Happy Station. Now, PCJ Radio is relayed at the moment in Singapore on MediaCore at 90.5 FM, Saturday mornings from 6 until 12 noon on the hour with the BBC World Service News. You can find all the details at pcjmedia.com. Now, I would like to say a special hello to Jan Housman. Now, who is Jan Housman? Jan Housman is a producer at Radio Netherlands Worldwide. He was a producer for the show Earthbeat, which I contribute items to from time to time. Well, he has taking some time off to go spend time with his girlfriend in Eastern Europe. So he left not too long ago. He listens to the show. So I thought we'd dedicate a song for him and his girlfriend. Going out to Jan Housman and his girlfriend, here's What I Wouldn't Give, Jimmy Scott on the International Happy Station.
Oh, what I wouldn't give just to know that I'm the one you love, and to know it's me you're thinking of. Oh, what I wouldn't give. My darling heartless, for a chance to hold you in my heart and to worship you and all your charm. Oh, what I wouldn't give. Everything I possess, dear, can be yours. Thank you. down the hours with you and to hear you say the words I do. Oh, what I wouldn't give. Oh, what I wouldn't give.
Jimmy Scott and What I Wouldn't Give, going out to Jan Huisman and his girlfriend. And hopefully you have a safe trip to Eastern Europe. Okay, time now for more music. And not too long ago, somebody asked me about Leonard Cohen. They know that I am half Canadian and mixed with a lot of other things as well. And they asked me, am I a fan of Leonard Cohen? And yes, I am. And I think there's a story I told you about before, but I'll tell you once again in case I didn't. In case you didn't hear it, but actually I had met Leonard Cohen a number of times, many, many years ago, and I mean many years ago, more than 20 years ago, when I was living in Montreal. I was living on Saint-Laurent Boulevard, and Leonard Cohen has a house also in that area, and I met him a number of times at a bagel place that I used to go to Saturday mornings called Fairmount Bagels, and oddly, you know the image that you have of Leonard Cohen, you probably have, where he's always dressed in black, you know, and he kind of does his own thing. Well, oddly enough, that's how he looks. Yes, he was wearing a gray trench coat, and he was dressed in black. He just looked like Leonard Cohen. And I went to talk to him, and we talked for a few minutes, and we had a cup of coffee. And afterward, I was thinking, you know, I wish that I'd have my tape recorder with me, because we talked about a number of things. He's an absolutely fascinating guy and a wonderful poet and painter and a very interesting performer. So, yes, I am a fan of Leonard Cohen. So going out to you who requested something from him, here he is with Ain't No Cure for Love, from an album that he put out years ago, I think in the 1980s, that even won a Grammy, or was nominated for a Grammy. It's one of the two that featured the song First We Take Manhattan, Then We Take Berlin. I mean, that's a title you can't say in a second. Ain't No Cure for Love, Leonard Cohen, on the International Happy Station.
And I can't believe that time is gonna heal this wound I'm speaking of. There ain't no cure, there ain't no cure, there ain't no cure for love. I'm aching for you, baby, I can't pretend I'm not. I need to see you naked in your body and your thought. I got you like a habit and I'll never get enough. There ain't no cure, there ain't no cure. Ships are climbing through the sky, the whole air books are open wide. The doctor's working day and night, but they'll never ever find that cure for love.
Ain't no drink, no drug.
I tell her angels,
there's nothing pure enough. subway and I see you on the bus. I see you lying down with me. I see you waking up. I see your hand, I see your hair, your bracelets and your brush. And I call to you, I call to you, but I don't call soft enough. There ain't no cure, there ain't no cure, there ain't no cure for love. I walked into this empty church, I had no place else to go. When the sweetest voice I ever heard whispered to my soul, I don't need to be forgiven for loving you so much. It's written in the scriptures, it's written there in blood. I even heard the angel declare it from above. There ain't no cure, there ain't no cure, there ain't no cure for love. Ships are climbing through the sky, the holy books are open wide. The doctor's working day and night, but they'll never ever find that cure, that cure for love.
Leonard Cohen, Ain't No Cure for Love, here on the International Happy Station. And that, of course, unfortunately, is our last piece of music. So hopefully we satisfied you by playing more music this week. Hopefully I didn't do too much talking. But I know for sure that, you know, somebody's going to write in and say, Keith, you promised more music. You're talking too much again. Oy vey. But anyway, hopefully we'll have some more music next week as well. And I promise to do a little bit less talking. I said a little bit less talking. Anyway, once again, if you wish to get in touch with us, please do. Our email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. Our postal address is PCJ Media, care of The Happy Station Show, 8th floor, number 47, Lane, L-A-N-E, 31, Sanmin Road, S-A-N like Norman, M like Mother, I-N Road, Sanmin Road, Section 1, Banqiao, and Banqiao is B-A-N-C-I-A-O, Taipei, Taiwan, R-O-C, which stands for Republic of China, and the postal code is 22070. Now, you just heard me mention the ROC a moment ago, and I want to respond because somebody mentioned on the Facebook, what is the difference between PRC and ROC? Well, Taiwan's official name actually is Republic of China, and this has to do with historically. Now, Republic of China was founded 99 years ago. In fact, here in Taiwan, it's not 2010, it's actually 99. The calendar is set back to the year when China became a republic. Then in 1949, just as the Civil War was coming to an end in China, the Kuomintang came to Taiwan and said that Taiwan is now the Republic of China. And Mao Zedong said, China, 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 the big place, big piece of land, is People's Republic of China. So if I can explain it this way, which is probably easier, you have, you know, North, South Korea. You had, at one time, East and West Germany. You have the People's Republic of China, and you have the Republic of China. That is the short, simplified, simple, easy version of it, just so you know. Okay, all right. That's it. That's all we have time for. So a special thank you once again to our technician, Kevin Lee, our production assistant, Johan Backer. As you know, we normally end with the national anthem of the ROC. Today, we're ending off with a different national anthem because of a series of special shows of Happy Station coming up very, very soon. I'm not going to tell you more about them this week, but maybe, just maybe, you might guess what they're all about when you hear this national anthem. So on behalf of everybody on the technical side, I'm Keith Perron in Taipei, Taiwan, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.